Hey, how you doing? Thanks for downloading Garden Fork Radio. I'm your host, Eric. This is my eclectic DIY show. It's a podcast I make. I also have a YouTube channel, basically kind of doing the same thing, except it's in video. Today, we're going to talk about DIY gifts you can buy the DIYer in your life. And I'm with my DIY expert friend, Will, from the Weekend Homestead. Welcome, sir.
How you doing, Eric?
I'm great. Just heads up, everyone. It's 8:30 at night, and we almost never record at night. So I am having a glass of wine. I don't know what Will's having.
I will say there may be a couple beers on this side of the field.
That's right, because you are in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. That, and I got to drink up the rest of the stock from the bar from the season, so I can't let that go to waste.
So in this time where everyone's staying home and staying safe, there's a lot of online shopping that's going on, and Will and I wanted to talk about what we think would be some good gifts, because we are DIY people. So for the DIYer in your life, we're going to go through basically roughly three sections of stuff we think. And the links to all that will be in the show notes here and also on the Garden Fork website. So you want to roll in, sir? You sent me this huge email with lots of things.
I think the biggest question that we get asked, or at least I get asked, is, you know, I'm getting started, or I want to give a gift, or I want to, for somebody who's going off to college or buying their first house, or, you know, parents buying something for their kids and things like that. And people ask about these toolkits, and there's tons of them online. Like, I did a search earlier today, and 1,500 different toolkits came up on Amazon, which is a lot. And it's like, which ones are good, which ones aren't? So I thought, you and I have talked about this many times off the air. Why don't we talk about it one time on the air, which is general purpose toolkits where you open it up and it's got some wrenches and screwdrivers and all the stuff, and what to look out for, what we like, what we don't like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I just had an experience with this with a buddy of mine. I helped him install a electric car charger, which we'll talk about in a future episode, and he whipped out the 300-piece toolkit.
Did it have like 80 tools and then like screws and nuts and bolts and all that kind of stuff? Because I see companies do that kind of stuff all the time online. And that's one of the big tips that I think we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, what I found, I mean, I won't say the brand because I'm not here to bash anything, but he just, you know, had the clear top and he opens it up and it's a million Phillips head, the little Phillips heads that go into your impact driver. And there's like 20 of them or 30 of them. And I'm like, they're all the same. That's, you know, I just keep those on a little plastic bottle. You know, I buy them in bulk. But I just think when you see that big number, you need to dial it back and see, okay, how many socket drivers are in there? Are there any deep sockets? Are there nut drivers in there? That kind of thing.
Well, the other item too is I like to look at the reviews on it. And I know we're going to talk about this a little bit more later on, but, you know, looking at and seeing, is there three reviews or what are people reviewing? Because like when I was searching through for the stuff for today's show, there was a couple of them. I found one that was $130, which seems pretty reasonable for a toolkit. And it had 300 pieces. Diving in, it only had 78 actual tools. All the rest of it was what I consider kind of the fluff stuff. And then when you read the reviews themselves, people are talking about how the pliers got rusty right away, or the screwdriver on the Phillips head was chipping so that it wouldn't work on screws and things like that. So you kind of want to do a little bit of research. So I thought maybe if we put together a good, better, best kind of list of these types of kits for people, maybe we could help kind of guide them in a direction of what is good or what to look for when you're looking for these.
I agree. So you actually have a big tool set.
I do. I actually, last year, I bought the Crescent 170-piece toolkit. And one of the reasons why I bought it was actually it popped up on Lightning Deals on Amazon. I don't know if you know what those are, but they have crazy like Black Friday pricing during the holidays. And it was, I think it was $80 for a kit that normally is $139. The reason why I liked it was it didn't have any fluff at all. It had deep well sockets, which are the deep ones you can use for projects like taking out spark plugs. It had combination wrenches. It had a couple different choices for screwdrivers. It just didn't give you one. It gave you a couple choices, a couple different wrenches, and so on. And because of that, it worked out really well for where we were going to use it, which was I needed kind of a utility kit that you could throw in the back of a vehicle if I had to make a quick repair and not have to bring, you know, the whole toolkit with. The nice thing is it all came in a plastic case that all the pieces fit into, so you could tell if something was missing and you knew it was all together when you take it out somewhere. So that's kind of the first piece I'd like to start with.
I like that because going back to this electric job I did with for my buddy yesterday, I walked through the nightmare of my workshop with a 5-gallon bucket, and I threw in every tool I thought I would need. Instead, if I had a little kit where all snapped into a case, I could just go grab the case. But I'm like, oh, I'm going to need this. And of course, I forgot things.
Right.
And also in the bucket, you don't know if you're missing something.
The nice thing, too, is for a person who has zero tools, it gives you a little bit of everything. Because if you've never fixed something before or used tools on projects, you might not know exactly what you need. So it's one of those things where you get a little bit of everything. Because when you walk into the home improvement store and you stand in front of the tool section, there's a lot of stuff there and it can be overwhelming. These kits are a really good way to get a little bit of everything to kind of get you going.
Another one on your list is you have the Craftsman kit listed.
So a lot of people contact me. And I'll get emails going, hey, my son or daughter's going off to college or they're buying their first house. They need some tools. What do you recommend? I was looking for a kit that was under $50 that had a little bit of everything. And the interesting one about the Craftsman kit is, one, super highly reviewed. And number two is it comes with a hammer. It has just some basic screwdrivers, tape measure, everything. And it's a smaller kit of very, very focused items that almost 90% of people can use on any of their home projects. So if you buy a piece of IKEA furniture, this is the kit that you could dig out and put that whole thing together, no problem.
It's funny you bring up IKEA because it's one of my favorite stores, and they actually sell a little tool kit, and I've never bought it, but I look at it and I go, I'm not buying that thing because it's this generic cordless drill. And I'm like, I just don't want to sink my money into that little thing, thinking, is that going to last just the life of the installation today? Or is that going to be something that's going to last for 10 years?
Right. And I think you and I have talked about this before. I mean, I found these kits online just to kind of be full disclosure. The kits that we're talking about, the reason why I picked the Craftsman one was I did find some off-brand ones that are brands I've never heard of before. And it was one of the items where I'm like, well, you know, what do I know about this company? You know, it doesn't have a lot of reviews. It seems to be pretty cheap. I mean, I found some that were $29 that had about the same number of pieces. Thing is I had experience with Craftsman. I've had Craftsman tools that have been in my toolbox for over 20 years now, and they're still going strong and working versus the company that I don't know who they are or what they do. You know, is it something that's going to be worthwhile to have? Do you buy it once and have it for a long time and use it as a stepping stone to buying more tools and things as you need them? Or do you buy it, stuff starts to break, and now you're replacing bunches of pieces inside of it and having kind of a bad experience?
Yeah, the flip side of that is I don't always need to buy the most expensive thing. Like, I have 2 3-foot pipe wrenches, which I use to change our radiator valves because I have steam heat in my house. And I don't use that. That's not an everyday tool. I just need a 3-footer once a year. And so I can afford to buy the cheaper tool.
Yeah, it's one of those items where you kind of have to pick your battles. But I think when you're buying a tool kit and it's a starter kit or something you're going to use, like if you live in an apartment and you don't need a lot of tools, I would suggest spending a little bit on it because it's something that's going to be with you for a long time versus buying. And I don't want to dump on the IKEA kit, but I'm guessing it's probably the cheapest stuff you could possibly get to get the job done once. And it's not something you can rely on when, hey, there's a leaky pipe in the house or there's some kind of issue that has some urgency that I need to fix at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'd rather rely on a good tool at that point in time than hopefully the inexpensive IKEA one that I bought.
You mean not everyone needs a 3-foot pipe wrench? Well,
they are handy for hitting things. I mean, they're
heavy.
Don't drop it if you're working with one. I'll just say that.
So you're a fan of the Crescent
tool set? Yes, by far, it's the best general toolkit. There's only one item that I would recommend buying with the Crescent toolkit that it doesn't come with. Actually, I'll say 2 items. One is a tape measure and 2 is a hammer. Those are the only 2 things that kit does not come with. But quite honestly, you can easily pick up a hammer at any of the home improvement stores. Even the generic claw hammer is perfect for doing 99% of the stuff that you need to do. And a good tape measure so that you can measure stuff to figure out for furniture in your apartment or your house or your garage or whatever it is. But a tape measure, a hammer, and that toolkit, perfect.
And this kind of goes into stocking stuffers, which we're going to talk to at the end, but there is really no reason to own only one tape measure. You should own about six of them. Because I always lose
It's
them.
Funny, at the beginning of the resort season, we always buy four large tape measures, three medium tape measures, and two small tape measures, and we have them all over the property because there's always something to do. And right now, I only have three left out of whatever it is, the nine we started with. I have three left at the end of the season here. So they go missing, you leave them places, people take them, you know, that happens. But it's always something to have an extra one around. I know your phone can do it, but it's not as accurate as a real tape measure.
I have a Craftsman socket set that you can see in a video where I hacked a, it's a Craftsman tool cart, which I made into a rolling tool cart. And I show a neat way to take your socket sets, which are in those plastic cases, and fit them in the drawers.
I think one of the cool things in that video, and I'm not going to give it away because I want people to go watch it, but you're really showing how one of these toolkits, like this Crescent one, the Craftsman one, or any of the other toolkits you look at, can be the start of, you know, the tools that you need to do your work. I could see somebody buying the Crescent toolkit, and then as they start doing other things, going to Harbor Freight or going to one of the home improvement stores or something like that, and buying additional things. So it's a good base to get started off of.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about drills. Very exciting. Real quick here, we are going to talk about a bunch of different things you can buy, and I'm going to talk about, there's an Amazon link in the show notes here, but it is true that I do make money when you use an Amazon link, but I also want you to try and buy these things local if you can, because we still need our brick and mortar stores. If you need a grade 8 metric bolt, Amazon's not going to have that for you. Your local hardware store is going to have that. So please go check with them. If they don't have it, then consider buying it online. But we really need our local stores. I go to mine all the time. Maybe if they'll let me run the camera, I can show you the hardware store in my corner in Brooklyn. It's called OK Hardware, and it is chock full of stuff. And at the back is like a restaurant supply house crammed into about 10 square feet. So now this is something that Will and I both have passionate opinions about, but we're going to talk about drills and impact drivers. And Will sent me a list, so I'm going to let Will go first. And then I will weigh in.
We're going to start on the low end because we always start on the high end. We talk about the big, fancy, powerful 18 and 20 volt drills with all the different attachments and things like that. Sometimes you just need to put a screw in somewhere, or sometimes you need to get something really quick done. There's a drill that I've had in my kitchen for probably 3 years now, and it works spectacular. It's less than $30. And it's battery-powered cordless, and it's the Black & Decker 8-volt drill. It has the battery built in. It's, you know, real basic. And we're not sponsored by these guys. These are things that we have in our house that are that I tell people about and use and things like that. But if the wife needs to go and put something together or whatever, it's a real simple drill that you can use that makes it so you don't have to use a screwdriver, but you don't need the big, you know, 18 or 20 volt, you know, DeWalt one from the garage kind of thing.
Yeah, I love that because I actually have in, I think everyone has a junk drawer in their kitchen. And not to keep harping back to videos I've made, but I made a kitchen island out of IKEA cabinets and butcher block. And I purposely had an oversized junk drawer with those little IKEA partitions in it. And it's full of like, markers and pencils and tape, and it has tools in it. And so I keep a bunch of tools right in the kitchen because instead of having to go find my toolbox because it's at some job or, you know, I left it somewhere, boom, you've got this little drill. And you can over torque things with a powerful drill. And sometimes you just need to, like, when you're putting something in the sheetrock with a drywall screw because somebody wants you to hang a picture, you don't need the giant bazooka. You just need to put something in the wall,
yeah.
You know?
Nice thing is the battery's built into it, relatively inexpensive. I mean, under $30. I've seen it as low as $20 on some specials, but we'll put that in the Garden Fork Amazon store, but I don't know. I just, it's one of my favorite drills. I get picked on a lot for digging it out and using it. I keep it in my toolbox at the resort and I pull it out all the time and use it. And people always, some of the contractors that work with, like, do you got anything bigger than that? I'm like, no, look, this works perfectly fine. And then I do it and then they're like, oh yeah, that does work pretty slick. It's lightweight, easy.
So do you have to keep that plugged into a charger, or it just holds the charge?
It holds the charge pretty well. I've had it happen a couple times. I had one that was sitting in a box for probably about 9 months, and by the end of the 9 months, the charge wasn't as strong. But
yeah,
I mean, I still think that's pretty good for charging it up. What I'll do is I'll charge it over the weekend and then dig it out on a Monday, use it during the week. It usually, for the little bits that you use it here and there, it holds the charge pretty well, and then, you know, just throw it on there. Or if you need to use it for a day, you know, plug it in the night before, leave it plugged in, or even just leave it plugged in the drawer if you have the ability to do that, and dig it out when you need it.
Yeah. So let's talk about our favorite drill. Both of us have this as our favorite, I think.
The Bosch drill.
Yeah. And it's not the giant Bosch.
No, it's the 12 volt. It's super lightweight. Like, if you have to go up and down ladders or carry this thing around, you don't get me wrong, the big 18 and 20 volt batteries are awesome. You know, you get a big 5 amp battery, it weighs, you know, 10 pounds or whatever. I don't know what it is, but it's heavy. And using it all day, it gets heavy. Well, having a little 12 volt impact drill, the one I have in the list is, it's $129. I've seen it as cheap as $99. But the most important thing about this drill is you get all the benefits of what a big drill will do for you in a small, lightweight package. But more importantly, the reason why I like the Bosch one, I think it's the same reason you like it, Eric, is the batteries to replace are inexpensive. I found the replacement battery for $34 on Amazon. So if you wanted to get a second battery or you needed to replace the battery, it's fairly inexpensive versus, I know that in my own experience, I have a branded drill. It was cheaper for me to buy the drill and a battery than to buy the battery by itself, because the batteries are so expensive on some of the higher end drills.
Agreed. If you want to take this up a notch, it takes a little bit of work to find it sometimes. I'm going to be sending out some emails the holiday season about gift buying guides, because obviously this is part of how I make a living, is the affiliate links for different things we talk about. And I don't want to hide that from anyone. I just want to be upfront about that. But Bosch makes a 12-volt drill and impact driver kit that goes on sale for about $120 for the two of them, plus a charger, plus the two batteries. And that's when I bought it, when I saw that on sale. And I liked it so much, I bought a second pair for up at the little weekend house. And those are my go-to tools. And the difference between a drill and an impact driver, you know, a drill, you can drill holes with a wood bit or a metal bit, and then you put a screw attachment on, and you can screw in the screw. An impact driver, the tool is turning, and it's basically like tapping the back of your drill with a hammer at the same time. So it makes it easier to get into hard stuff, or if you want to drill into wood and not drill a pilot hole, a lot of times you can slam a screw in with an impact driver. Or if you're doing masonry, you want to drill into concrete, a lot of times the impact driver is kind of a quickie version of a bigger hammer drill.
Well, I think one thing we should talk about too, because I know we've been talking about drills here, a regular drill overall, a person would use it for, like you said, drilling holes. The thing I like about an impact driver is when you're putting in a screw, a regular drill just spins and it doesn't really stop, versus an impact driver, the mechanism is set in a way that as it's kind of hammering the drill or the screw in, it also gives you better control to stop, so you don't over drill or, you know, I've done it where you drill something and it's,
so you don't spin out the threads.
Yeah, exactly. Or you chew up the bit or something like that, and then all of a sudden you have all sorts of issues. So it's, you know, that's the thing I like about the impact ones, is you have way better control, especially for somebody who's never even used a drill before. If I was going to tell somebody to get something, impact is always the way to go.
Wow.
That's powerful.
But it is it's a nice drill, because you can literally, I can put it, I don't like a tool belt unless I'm doing electric work. And, you know, a tool belt, you can hang your drill on your thing. I just like to basically shove this little Bosch in my front pocket and I can go up a ladder. And I think it has as much power as drills that are larger and have those big battery packs that I think are a pain. Unless you're unless you're doing a full day's work building like a deck with 2x12s, I don't think you need those big battery machines. I don't know.
I agree. And it's one of those things, too, where because of the small size, it's easy to store. I mean, if you're in a small space like an apartment where you don't have a space for a big rolling tool chest, anything like that, these types of drills are small enough that they'll easily fit into, you know, that style or even into that type of space where it's not going to take up a whole bunch of room. And the chargers are really small. And actually, the thing I like about it is the 2 amp hour battery is tiny and it's super lightweight versus a lot of them. I mean, the one for my DeWalt, to be honest with you, the batteries are gigantic for a 2 amp battery.
Also, something to think about is when you want to buy extra batteries, the Bosch one is less expensive.
I found the Bosch batteries are like the one I sent in the list is $35 for a replacement battery. Just to talk about DeWalt, because we just talked about it. I think a pack of the batteries was $119 for the DeWalt one. So that was the challenge I had with that is they make a great product, but the batteries are so expensive in comparison to the drills versus the Bosch, where the batteries are really well priced.
So if you want something more than just the drill, if you want a neat kit, there is this really cool Black & Decker kit that has a drill and tools for like $99.
Yeah, I was thinking about our first segment where we were talking about the kits and, you know, I was kind of doing some research and actually the reviews on this Black & Decker one. I was thinking a kid going off to college or a person getting their first apartment, wanting to get something that's easy, a little toolkit for around the house. If you decide to not go the route of the big kit, the Black & Decker kit works really well because one, you can do screws. It has a hammer in there. It's got wrenches, but it also has drill bits. So if you want to drill holes and things, it's kind of the kit where you just want to do little projects around the house and kind of fix things and take care of things around the house versus, you know, some people want to get it all in one. This would probably be the easiest way. And right now on Amazon, $99 seemed to be a really reasonable price.
Sweet. And we'll link to that in the show notes here. If you're listening on the Apple Podcast app, you tap on the little icon of Henry the Labrador. And it'll show all the little notes and then the links in that. Yay. So you're going to say something, Will? Or?
I was just going to say, you know, you're talking about your drill and your junk drawer. When we come back from the next break, I've got some items that are stocking stuffer items that you could put in that drawer at your house. And I'm thinking of one of your favorite tools that we need to talk about.
Okay. I'm like, because I was just about to say, we're going to talk about my favorite tool when we come back from the break. All right. So stocking stuffers, other cool little stuff that if you're thinking, well, I just need to get somebody something or, yeah, I got them that, new electric car, but maybe I want to buy them just one more little thing. We have a list of those here. And Will thinks that he knows what my favorite one is.
I can almost guarantee it's at the checkout. You see them all lined up in a little row, and every time you leave the hardware store or the home improvement store, you have to buy one, which is a 6-in-1 screwdriver. Did I get it?
Exactly. Yes, because I buy them almost every time. They disappear. They're fantastic, but they disappear.
We actually have them, and then when they lose parts of the screwdriver, they just get reused for other things. Like, give you an example, the nut driver on there fits exactly on a Fernco or a sewer cap. So when we lose all the other parts to it, I save those, and then the guys who do the field work at the resort, I just leave them the 6-in-1 with that, and then they have a nut driver to take the sewer caps off when we need to.
Yeah, for everyone that's not quite sure what a 6-in-1 is, it's a screwdriver, and the shaft is it flips. You can pop it out of the handle, and each end of the shaft has a flippable tip, and each one is like a large. On one end will be a large and a small Phillips, and the other end will be a large and a small slotted, and the little hex hollow opening, I guess it is a nut driver as well, and it's usually like 3/8 and 1/4 inch or something. So it's a great tool to have, and I have one in almost every drawer of my life. They're just great.
Put one in your car. Ever since we had that conversation about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago on the show, I actually got one for in the car and have it in the glove box just to have an extra one, because I just never even thought about it. Like, but how many automobile parts have the 3/8 nuts on them where you can just back it off of there if you have to get into part of the dash or something along those lines? It's right there for you.
Yeah. On your list here, you're talking about lanterns, and I'm very intrigued by that.
To preface this, the list and the challenge was, could I find 5 or 6 items that were under $20 that almost everybody could have in their life? And one item that I have found that I've used all the time are these little portable lanterns. You can get a 2-pack for about $15 or so, but it basically, you put some AA batteries in the bottom of it and it's enclosed. And when you lift it up, it turns into a super bright lantern. You can hang them on things. We actually, at the resort, we give them to the kids, and you can see the kids running around with lanterns at night, and they're inexpensive. They don't really break. I mean, they're kind of bulletproof in that sense, but they work really, really well to light up an area, or if there's a power outage, storms, any of that kind of stuff, it works perfect for all of those uses. So I thought it was an easy thing, and you can get 2 of them for, you know, $15, $20, somewhere in that range. So I thought perfect for stocking stuffers.
And they don't break.
No, I mean, if you smash them hard enough, I mean, but for the most part, they're pretty bulletproof. I haven't had one break or stop working. The batteries tend to run out on them long before the LEDs ever go out.
Oh, sweet. So segueing that to another favorite tool of mine, which emits light, and I don't understand why more people don't own these, but it's a headlamp.
I was not a headlamp fan, to be honest with you, until I got into the pyro world, and we do a lot of work at night, and you have to have your hands free to do stuff, and all the guys were running around, and the ladies were running around with headlamps on, and I got one, and it changed my life. I mean, wherever you look, there's light. It's amazing. And they're inexpensive. I thought they were really expensive, but they're really cheap.
Yeah, I just did a plumbing job for a friend of mine, and he's a good guy, and he's just learned. I taught him how to solder pipe, and after doing this copper pipe job, I think I'm just going to use PEX from now on. But he kept on trying to work on something while holding his phone with the little flashlight turned on the phone, and I'm like, where's your headlamp? Oh, I don't have one. So I had one, and then I was at Costco the other day, and Duracell had there at the Costco a 3-headlamp pack for $15. And so I bought it for him and dropped it off at his place and said, here's your Christmas present.
Exactly. The goal with this wasn't to pick items that only like a gearhead or a DIY person. I mean, these are items that anybody could use. I mean, think about it this way. Let's say the power went out. You could put a headlamp on and sit there and read a book. You know, anybody could use this for multiple things. So that's kind of the point of, you know, the lanterns, the headlamp, and actually the one other item that I have on the list here is what's called a tactical flashlight. It's basically a flashlight that if you look at it when it's on, it'll blind you. But, you know, for $15, you can get a flashlight. I put one of these in each of our cars. You know, if there's an emergency or something like that, it'll flash, but super, super bright. And the best part is it recharges off a USB, or you can put batteries in it if you have rechargeable batteries.
Oh, that's brilliant. The idea, the ability to recharge it is brilliant there. I have one, but it's just regular AA batteries. It does the blinky thing and all that, but I always have to check it to make sure that the batteries are okay.
Yeah, this one has a micro USB port on the side, and you can just plug it into you know, the 12-volt plug-in in your car, or if you have one of those portable things in your bag that holds, you know, power for your cell phone, you can charge it off of that. So it works awesome in emergencies, but then for work or for going out somewhere, hiking, camping, any of that stuff, awesome, awesome flashlight.
Neat. All right, the last thing on our list here is something I think is very important, and that is a box cutter.
I couldn't put this list together without having one on there, because the thing I think about is I see people all the time at the shop or around, they'll just grab a razor blade out of the box, you know, the actual blade, and hold it in their hand while they're trying to cut a piece of cardboard or something along those lines, and that's how accidents happen. It just, razor blades are something not to mess with. They're super sharp, and I think a tool that fits really good in your hand, it locks, it's easy to change the blades out of, will change your life. You get one of these, throw it in your junk drawer, throw one in the shop, throw one in your garage, wherever, and it's amazing, and the best part about it is it's safe. That's the most important part about it.
The frustrating thing about the generic box cutter is when the knife goes dull.
Well, like the one that we put in there, there's two pieces. Basically, you flip a little door open, you slide the hatch, you can change the blade out and put it back in there. You don't even need any tools to do it. Because a sharp knife is a good knife. A dull knife is a dangerous one, especially when you're dealing with a box cutter or something along those lines. If it's a pain to change the blade out, you're less likely to do it. Kind of like the podcast where we talked about the chainsaws and trying to sharpen the blade on your chainsaw and keeping a sharp blade makes it safer. Same thing with box cutters. So I like these ones with a quick change on it and a good sturdy handle. The best part is they fold up and it's easy to throw in a drawer or somewhere else, and it's awesome.
Oh, sweet. We've kind of like flown through this episode. I haven't had a chance to drink much of my wine here.
There's always the after show.
But if you guys have some ideas about what you think are good stocking stuffers or tools to buy for your DIY friends, send us an email. It's radio@gardenfork.tv. And that is always great to hear from you all. Will and I are going to stick around and we're going to talk for the patrons of Garden Fork in the after show about those ads you see on Instagram for tools that are too good to be true, because somebody bought a couple of them. And we're going to hear about that.
I should have never told you, because now we're going to have to talk about it.
All right. So thank you again for listening. If you want to check out the links, it does help pay the bills here if you use our affiliate links for this. Or if you have any questions, just let me know. radio@gardenfork.tv. Garden Fork Radio is produced in Brooklyn, New York by Garden Fork Media, LLC. Our music is licensed from audioblocks.com and uniquetracks.com. Our executive producer is Jimmy Gutz. You can learn more about Jimmy and the custom hollow books he makes at hollowbooks.com.